Due to their ability to replace damaged cells, stem cells offer great promise to the treatment of many diseases and injuries, ranging from arthritis and diabetes to cancer. However, current technology used to harvest stem cells is labor-intensive, time-consuming, and expensive. But now, researchers from the University of Technology, Sydney, have developed a unique 3D printed system for harvesting stem cells from bioreactors. This offers the potential for high-quality, large-scale production of stem cells at a lower cost. In collaboration with an Australian biotechnology company called Regenius, the team is developing stem cell therapies to treat inflammatory conditions and pain. This cutting-edge technology, which uses 3D printing and microfluidics to integrate a number of production steps into one device, can make stem cell therapies more widely available to patients at a lower cost. Microfluidics involves the precise control of fluid at microscopic levels, which can be used to manipulate cells and particles. Advances in 3D printing have allowed for the direct construction of microfluidic equipment and thus rapid prototyping and building of integrated systems. Notably, this breakthrough technology is a closed system with no human intervention. That's necessary for it to conform to current good manufacturing practices. The new system was developed to process mesenchymal stem cells, a type of adult stem cell that can divide and differentiate into multiple tissue cells, including bone, cartilage, muscle, fat, and connective tissue. Mesenchymal stem cells are initially extracted from human bone marrow, fat tissue, or blood. They are then transferred to a bioreactor in the lab and combined with microcarriers to allow the cells to proliferate. The new system combines four micromixers, one spiral microfluidic separator, and one microfluidic concentrator to detach and separate the mesenchymal stem cells from microcarriers and concentrate them for downstream processing. Other bioprocessing industrial challenges can also be addressed by using the same technology and workflow, helping to reduce cost and increase the quality of a range of life-saving products, including stem cells and CAR T cells.